Audio morning brief for the U.S. grains, 7:37 a.m. Eastern Time, July 26. So we're winding down the month here. We're still watching the heat dome. Fascinating news of what might occur for coming decades of when the AMOC might collapse in the Atlantic Ocean. That could make Europe cold, very cold in coming decades. We'll discuss more of this on a longer-term basis. Any rate, for the short-term weather, I'm still not seeing what I want to see for the heat dome to really do maximum damage and to really to give us a chance to put these grain prices higher for the year, okay? Take out the June, July highs and whatnot. Any rate, in the corn market, we can see that it has 2 days of running into last week's target range and coming close to the best price of 564, and it's hesitated, it's backed off. But it's also found support for around the five-day moving average, okay? So the model's suggesting we really ought to err on the side of level three top as of yesterday. We did get a level four bottom yesterday, so if the market swings below yesterday's low at 563 3/4, I think we better give the model a chance to be right, that it's at least slightly more probable for a decline yet this week into a level three bottom, and that bottom does not have to occur until early next week. So they may sell into next week. They may sell just for the remainder of this week, and that's it. The daily indicator has returned to overbought, but it's a very narrow spread. It's not suggesting lingering near-term upside momentum. And it could easily roll over for a sale. So definitely keep an eye on yesterday's low. It may be more conservative, safer perhaps, to say don't be bearish this market until it actually closes below yesterday's low of 545.5. But I just wonder if violation might be the start towards a lower close. So the best forecast is there's still a little bit of selling coming here, but unfortunately we have an alternate forecast saying last week was the level three top. This week is a sign it wants to go higher into next week, opposite of what we're suggesting, and more time to go up. And we don't know for sure. So here's what we're thinking. We just gave you a support level to watch that could be a clue for a level three decline. What might be a clue for an extension and up move is to take it above yesterday's high of 563 3/4, because that would point to the targets that we gave you that are on the table. They have been generated. We just question if they're going to work. And those targets are 579, 586, and 594 for potential additional upside. And it seems too high for like a last-minute level three jump and then down. I'm more inclined to think that if it's going to those targets, it probably won't hit them until next week. But we'll see how emotional they may become into the end of the week. It looks like the funds really don't want to play this market, okay? Bulls and bears, it's like they're already tired of it, all right? They can't figure it out. They're disgusted, and they don't really want to play it, okay? But the weather could entice them to play it, where at least one side's going to be bullish. In other words, the bears can flip to bullish, or the bulls become more bullish. Don't know, okay? So watch the resistance, watch the support. I think yesterday's low and high are going to be important price levels for information. Keep an eye on the weather forecast throughout the 24-hour period, throughout the week. Keep an eye on your charts. Look for any other news. I don't care for the export business, even if it's picking up. I don't care for the global economy, even though things are picking up. And I don't know how to dial in Russia, Ukraine. So there's your warning and disclosure. If the market does trade below yesterday's low, we want to consider targets of about 537, 531, and 524. In other words, the market might target chart support of July 21st at about 522.5. On the weekly chart and the larger trends, they're just sloppy. Anything goes all the way into September. But overall, we have a bearish bias into September, October. We just don't think the weather is going to be there. The heat dome is moving across the country, but it still has this downward slant that protects the eastern corn belt. The northeast is even going to be cooler than normal. And then when we look at the precipitation, we see the same thing, okay? And there's even a hole in the 6 to 10 day. There's a hole there in the western corn belt into northern plains that can actually have normal temps and normal precip. So it still doesn't add up. It's a heat dome, but it doesn't add up. But I will say it's fascinating what's going on in China, U.S., and Europe. We could still have some kind of a serious weather problem. But my guess is the market's trying to wait, and this may be more on soybeans than corn or wheat, but it's trying to wait to get into August so it can get a better clue of those 6 to 14-day forecasts, how they're going to progress throughout August, and will it support the government's outlook for August, the monthly forecast, that in my opinion is not bullish grains. All right, that's the corn market. Now let's move on to the September soybeans. And for the September soybeans, it did come very close to an upside target. It's so close, I think most of you would be willing to, well, what is it? I have a 1468 and three quarters. And the high was 1467 and a half. Should we give the model a gold star? I don't know. I mean, it didn't made it, but this was more of chart calculations. I'll look inside the model. I may find the actual math a little bit different. But at any rate, it's probably close enough and it gets a gold star. But there's still outstanding 1479, 1487 on the weekly chart. We also have still higher objectives and some dramatically higher, but really question how it's going to work. Now, we also have old targets, okay, old upside targets around 1439. If it trades below that, not a good sign. We have another one about 1450, and the market seems to be using that as a pivot. It doesn't know whether to go up above it, go above it, or below it. And then we have one probably at about 1462 or something like that, or three. All right. Those are still valid trading things for fluctuations on a very short-term basis. Now, we believe yesterday's low was a level 4. And we believe that we're still due for a level 3 top and level 2, level 1 tops, even though for the level 2, level 1, it's a bit later than what we had forecast in recent months. But in recent weeks, we came up with an alternate forecast that does allow a little more time to go up. I think if you see a close below yesterday's low of 1435, it's over and done with for the level 3 trend, and I think you better become more serious about considering level 2, level 1 tops, that it's over for at least now into September, October, maybe the rest of the year. And when it takes out that low at 1435, the critical point will generate downside potential of about 1412, 13, about 1404, 1405, and about 1397, 98, something like that, for downside potential. And that is low enough to consider that could be a chart support level. When you just look at the charts, it could be a level if they want to put it down there. Level for support, in other words, is selling to stop. Level 3 bottom is still due here this week and early next, but I'm trying to come up with an alternate scenario when the level 3 bottom didn't work for the downside and came in just ahead of a top, or they're very close, and what's going to occur is the recent or current level 3 up move was spending 90% of the time going up. I wonder if we're launching a 90% down, meaning it's going down for the next 2 weeks. So keep that in mind. That 1435, I think, is becoming a type of critical point that could be a clue things are breaking up here for the bulls. In the meantime, however, you can argue the uptrend over the last couple of weeks is intact. It's a good-looking, solid uptrend still. It's just stalling out here last 2 days and so far overnight. So if we do see it trade back up to the high of this week at 1467.5, we just have to consider it may just be extending for one last shot up for level 3 versus it may stay up for another week and a half. That's another scenario. Where if it goes below 1435, it may only come down for a couple days. Then again, it may come down for 2 weeks to 2.5 weeks. Why the debate? Why can't the model figure this out? The answer is on the people side of things. People don't know. So far, they're still bullish, but they're questioning the amount of upside. They really don't know where the future's going. Part of that relates to weather doesn't really know what it's doing other than we have a heat dome. But you look at all the other things going on weather, and that thing could disappear like that. It can get a bit more extreme. Another one could come behind it, and yet it could be all over, and we got great weather for the rest of the growing season. Tricky scenario here, and we're basically trend followers trying not to time it. We will do our best to time it for you, but it seems like watch support and resistance levels, be a late seller, a late buyer, and just go with it. And on the buy side, though, I'd rather be very short term. Not so sure I really want to be a long-term bear either. It's possible everything should be short term from now into September, October. All right, how about the wheat market? Now, the wheat market is still subject to Russia-Ukraine issues. I don't know how to forecast that. I'm not embarrassed to say that. Don't mind disclosing it. I think I can trade it from a technical point to bail me out on that. I don't have to be a genius to figure how that's going to work. If you don't agree with me, you better discount my input and start looking for other people's input, and I don't mind, okay? And always do your own homework as well. But there is a chance that the level 3 top occurred yesterday. And that would also be a late and a little bit later than allowed. So maybe that's a warning not to trust this forecast. But a late level 2, level 1 top, meaning it could go down into August. It can bounce and then go on down to September and October, meaning it might just go down into September and October, right along with corn and soybeans. I don't think we have a wheat weather store. I don't think the wheat market gives a damn about the U.S. weather, okay? And it doesn't care that it's destroyed wheat, all right? There's good wheat there in the U.S. This is about Russia-Ukraine, and then without Russia-Ukraine, it's about a relationship with corn and soybeans and seasonal and technicals and all that. Any rate, yesterday, I think the market put in a level 4 bottom. I think it rallied and may have put in level 4 and level 3 tops and maybe level 2, level 1 tops. Therefore, I think, especially from a trend following, but maybe this is still aggressive enough to be a timing tool, is that yesterday's low is important support. It's a type of critical point, similar to what I've been discussing in all the other markets. If it trades below yesterday's low, 736.5 September wheat Chicago, I would be concerned it's going down for a while. Close below that would be a better bearish signal, but how much do you want to miss out of on that day that is going down into the close, okay? The five-day average is right there as well, so keep an eye on that. That makes it even more important low. But keep in mind, it may only dip a little below it, be a trap, go right up again. Keep an eye on the Russia-Ukraine news, primarily for wheat, but then you also have to keep an eye on the weather versus corn and soybeans and what's corn doing versus the wheat. It's met our better upside price objectives, okay? And if it wants to go higher and takes out yesterday's high at 777.25, consider 793.805 and 818. That is feasible. But more from Russia-Ukraine, not from the microeconomics in the U.S. and not from the technical trading in the U.S. Like the corn market, I think it was the corn market, maybe it was the beans, the 532 daily slow stochastic is very narrow spread, just creeping up back into the overbought area. It's acting like it's lethargic. It doesn't really want to be bullish, but it's bullish. It's not suggesting lingering near-term upside momentum next 1 to 3 days, like I would normally talk about with a wide spread. Doesn't mean it won't rally. It just means there's nothing from that indicator telling us it's going to continue higher. But the trend is up, even though it's a bit sloppy and wide trend channel, the trend is still up, okay? Same for corn, soybeans, you just got to consider things are up, but we're looking for some setbacks. So watch that low if it takes it out, and pretty much like the rest of markets, watch yesterday's high, yesterday's low. Apparently, that's going to be a clue, at least how day traders, inter-week traders may go. But it also may have something to do with level 3, level 2, level 1 trends. And if it is, it may also have something to do with the news development of Russia, Ukraine, and U.S. weather. Maybe even a little Chicago, European weather. Right at the moment, I can see there's a chance wheat is still going to rally. Okay? And it doesn't have to top out the next week for this level 3 top. But this is an ideal moment to have it top, all right? What might be a clue is that they want to be bullish is if it will not, as of today that is, if it will not take out yesterday's low at 736.5, okay, but will take out an overnight high of 757.5 and eventually takes out yesterday's close at 716.25, that could be a sign the level fours is actually up and it isn't due to top to tomorrow or the next day. And that could be a sign they want to challenge, test the high of this week. And it may yet go higher. So the trend is still up. I'm just trying to be a bit of a timer, yet also a trend follower, meaning it may be safer to only give up if the market comes down quite a bit. But I'm still trying to be a timer here as well. And it just seems like, no, these grains should be going lower. And it just seems like we've got a heat dome here, but the markets aren't that excited about it, that they're also thinking the same things. This is not bullish enough at these price levels. Demand is not good enough. The money's not there to push it higher. It may still go higher because we could have a smaller and smaller market. We could have no, and we could have bears that just don't dare to sell it. So it only takes a few buyers to put up a gigantic market. It just feels like no one wants to, I shouldn't say no one. They don't really want to play the bullish weather story anymore. Hey, July's about washed up and done, and I know August is more important for soybeans, but most years it seems like even soybeans gives up right along with corn in July. Like July is still actually the more important month. In terms of yields, and I'll discuss this tomorrow, but I think we're looking at a wide range. We can have higher yield than last year. We can have lower yield than last year. But it's not adding up to that cyclical crop problem, a major low. It's not adding up to the major climate cycles that people are using, suggesting a major problem. Any rate, that's all I've got for you. I think this is just very short-term traders market for a very long time. And the weather can still give us some wild upswings when in reality, I think people want to sell commodities across the board. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Have a great day. Thank you.